together. Hey guys, don't forget I have a YouTube channel, Gamer Daily News. That's Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. Basically, 5 days a week, I'm giving you an editorial edition of a news story. We go over it. I tell you my opinion. You tell me where I'm wrong, and we have a good time. Go check it out. Please subscribe to it and share it with your friends. It's Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. Now to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. PlayStation is all in on streaming. April's sales numbers are in, and Stellaris Console Edition gets multiplayer. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Wednesday. It's the hump time of the week, the season. It's raining where I'm at. Hopefully it's sunny where you are. My name is X1. Let's do this. In a news story over at Game Informer, PlayStation boss believes the streaming era is about to experience rapid growth. I tend to agree with him because I'm a gaming seance, a gaming sooth, a gaming prophet, if you were. Just kidding. With the shocking announcement last week that Sony will be working with Microsoft to engineer and incorporate new cloud streaming technology into future gaming initiatives, it is no surprise that Sony thinks streaming will be big soon. The question is, how soon? Does Sony expect this to be a big deal with PlayStation 6? Is it a new remote play initiative? Well, according to Jim Ryan, we're already there. During an investor relations meeting yesterday where Sony showed off a bit of what they expected from next generation hardware, they did show a video, which if you haven't had a chance to go look at it, check it out. It's showing the load times. They showed off the load times on the next PlayStation of different games. They use Spider-Man specifically, and it's drastically different. I mean, you're talking under a second versus 8 second loading screens for Spider-Man, which is super cool. I really like that a lot. But during an investor meeting yesterday, PlayStation's newest boss, Jim Ryan, spoke a little bit about Sony's next big initiatives with streaming services. The PlayStation chief said, quote, "We believe the streaming era is upon us and is about to begin a period of rapid growth. This does not simply mean streaming games from a server, but an emphasis on things like remote play as a major feature of the PlayStation ecosystem. And this is returning for the next generation console." According to Ryan, Sony's experience with PlayStation Now gives them a leg up in this upcoming world of streaming things to consoles, allowing them to be ready when it does really blow up. He said, quote, "While others are in startup mode or in catch-up mode, Sony Interactive Entertainment has been steadily investing organically and through acquisition for over 20 years and now has a network of over 13 powerhouse studios in all regions serving gamers across the globe. One important delineation the PlayStation boss makes is that a digital future does not come at the expense of a physical one. When asked about a disc drive in the next PlayStation, Ryan said, quote, "We never force the digital model on anyone," reiterating that gamers value choice most of all. While Sony is not attending E3 in 2019, it is likely they will talk more about their next generation console by this time next year. Again, I've said this before, I'll say it again, streaming is the future. That is it. Everyone's all in on streaming. That's the future, and it's a very exciting one in my mind. Next up in a story over at GameSpot, April's best-selling consoles and games have been revealed. The numbers are here. Best-selling games in the U.S. on all platforms. Coming in at number one for April is Mortal Kombat 11. Coming in at number two is Days Gone. Oh, baby. Zombie Crushing. Coming in at number three is Major League Baseball The Show, which for the life of me, I don't understand why Xbox does not go out and try to get themselves a legitimate baseball game, because MLB The Show is crushing it, clearly. In number four, we've got The Division 2, which is up one level from the month before. And then Super Smash Bros. Ultimate rounds us out at number five. This is the best-selling games for April. Moving to hardware, the Nintendo Switch was April's 2019's best-selling console in terms of units sold and dollars driven. It outperformed the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. The 32-gigabyte neon red blue system is 2019's best-selling individual piece of hardware. As a result, the strong performance of the Nintendo Switch was not matched by all platforms, as total hardware spending dropped 29% to $160 million in April 2019. All other platforms posted declines during the month. For 2019 year-to-date, hardware spending is down 16% to $918 million, which is still a chunk load of change. They're still really doing really well. However, the slowdown in hardwares, with the exception of the Nintendo, makes sense because we know a new PlayStation's coming. We know a new Xbox is coming, so it just makes sense that hardware sales will be slowing down as a result. Next up, remember the grid racing game? It was fantastic, and then it disappeared. It left into dust, right? Thanos came, put on his ring, and boom, grid was dead. Well, in a new story over at PC Gamer, a new grid racing game is coming, and it's coming in September. Drivers in the new grid will take GT, Touring, Stock, Muscle, Super Modified, and other car types through multiple modes in circuit tracks, ovals, and out on the streets. Damage modeling will impact the car's performance and handling, and too much contact with one racer will make them, quote, a nemesis who will stop at nothing to get revenge in the race. The game offers so much variety and in-depth cars and options, from the number of modern and classic cars through to locations and race options. This is what Grid game director Chris Smith said. He said, quote, renowned for its handling, the game will appeal to all types of player, from casual drivers who want a lean-in challenge to sim drivers who want some serious fun. The new game will be called Grid, and it will release on September 13th. Some more big news for PlayStation, God of War. It reaches 10 million lifetime sales. That's right. PlayStation 4 exclusive God of War has sold more than 10 million units since launching in April last year. Developed by Santa Monica, it joins Uncharted 4 and The Last of Us Remastered as some of the platform's highest selling exclusives. The figures were revealed during an investor presentation by Sony Interactive president and CEO Jim Ryan. Congratulations to Sony. Congratulations to God of War. Well deserved. Crushing it. One of the funnest grand strategy games that is out there currently is by Paradox, and it is called Stellaris. And if you've not had a chance to play it, I highly recommend it. I love that game. In a news story over at Eurogaming, Stellaris, as you know, it came to consoles, but in a news story over at Eurogaming, multiplayer is now available on console, and that's super exciting. Multiplayer has, of course, long been available in Stellaris for PC, but with Paradox slowly bringing the console version in line with its older sibling through free updates and paid DLC, it seemed only a matter of time before the mode would hit PS4 and Xbox One. And here we are, with console players finally being able to make multiplayer games, matches, glorious goodness on consoles. Multiplayer sessions of exploration, resource acquisition, and expansion will support up to 4 human opponents and up to 14 empires. There is also an option to hot join a currently ongoing session, with those granted access to a match by the host able to play as any empire already active in game. It is out now. Check it out. Jump in. Have some fun. Take over the galaxy, the universe, and enjoy yourself. Stellaris multiplayer on console, out now. And last but not least, a report from Game Informer, which is sad, but a report that we must report on nonetheless. I just said report like 5 times. Disgaea developer Nippon Ichi can no longer pay employees. If you've never played the Disgaea series, it is fantastic. It's a turn-based strategy RPG. Fantastic game. The latest iteration, Disgaea 6, just released, what, about a year ago? Maybe a year and a half ago on the Nintendo Switch. I have it. It is so good. Nippon Ichi, the company behind games like Disgaea, Phantom Brave, and Labyrinth of Refrain, is reportedly unable to pay its employees after a recent Disgaea title met unexpected financial hardship. The new report might be the first steps of the end of the company, if accurate. The news comes from Japanese site From Havi, which reports that Nippon Ichi has had to issue a MS warrant to shift stock at a reduced price to investment firm Daiwa Capital in order to raise emergency funds. This is generally done when a company cannot raise funds through other means, such as loans or advance payments, due to already being at a deficit, but needs the money immediately. The cause of this issue appears to be the flubbed launch of the online mobile game Disgaea RPG. Technically launched on March 19th, the game only survived for about 2 weeks until it was taken down indefinitely due to technical issues. All progress from the game was wiped, and Nippon Ichi has not spoken publicly about the game since taking it down. They have, however, encouraged consumers to request refunds, a policy which is no doubt contributing to their poor financial state. It is unclear what the next steps will be for the company, but I hope it gets it together, because Disgaea deserves to live on. It is a fabulous game. It is fantastic. If you wish to support the company, if you wish Disgaea to live on, go buy their games, because I'm telling you, they are fantastic. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I love doing this with you guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to me ramble on about video games. I will be back here first thing in the morning. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll see you next time.